Shopping with Bev, the number one shopping show in the Inland Empire. This show is all about, you guessed it, shopping. For everything you need, and some things you don't, for your family, home, office, pets, cars, food, travel, entertainment, and clothes. Everything from antiques to zoos. So tune in every Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. to hear all the news about great places to shop and interviews with fun and interesting guests. So remember, let's go shopping with Bev, Friday afternoons at 4 p.m. on 1050 a.m.
KCAA Loma Linda, News Talk Radio for the Inland Empire.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mike Vaccara at the White House. In a new report issued by BP, the company accepts partial blame for the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. But NBC's Charles Hadlock says the oil giant also says it's not the only one at fault.
The Transocean, the owner and operator of the rig, also is to blame, as well as Halliburton, which did some of the cement work leading up to the explosion.
The U.S. State Department is joining military officials in condemning plans by a Florida pastor to burn the Koran on September 11th, calling it disgraceful and disrespectful. U.S. Joint Forces Commander General Ray Odierno says it could also be dangerous to U.S. troops overseas.
I worry that it'll turn into violence against our troops, Iraq, Afghanistan, and other places.
President Obama will be talking about the economy in a few hours at a community college in Cleveland. He'll roll out a plan to blend business tax breaks and transportation projects. Also coming out against extending the Bush tax cuts for the nation's wealthiest families. I'm Mike Vaccara, NBC News Radio.
Mark, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A Safe Light repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call Safe Light at 1-800-800-2727.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Good news, ladies. Ugly brown spots on your skin might feel like they're the end of the world, but they're not. You can fade those brown spots from view with Dr. Perry's Night Skin Cream. New customers can try Night Skin Free. Diminish the appearance of brown spots on your face, neck, and hands. Try Night Skin Free. Call 1-800-509-4152. Pay only shipping and handling. One per household. Call for your free Night Skin. Call 1-800-509-4152. That's 1-800-509-4152.
Good morning, it's 9:02. I'm John Watanabe with your Inland Empire traffic update. And thankfully, right now we are accident-free, but be aware there's some fog and drizzle through Cajon Pass, so use extra caution and slow down if you have to drive up the hill or down the hill on the I-15 through Cajon Pass. Coming up in just a minute, Jim Ness will check in with the latest local Inland Empire news and weather, followed by the KCAA Morning Show, live and local from the Carousel Mall Studios in San Bernardino. You're listening to AM 1050 and KCAAradio.com.
It's hard not to be angry when you look at the way things are going in Washington. And the signs in our area are all pointing in the wrong direction. Foreclosures everywhere you look. Small businesses struggling to keep their doors open. Unemployment nearly 15% in our district. And college out of reach for too many people. Mary Bono Mack sure isn't helping. She voted for Wall Street bailouts to let corporations ship our jobs overseas. And while unemployment is up to 15% in our district, Mary Bono Mack accepted 9 pay raises. I'd say that's a sign that it's time for change. Steve Pugnay is running for Congress because he knows there's a better way. As mayor of Palm Springs, he cut his own pay by 10%, twice, and started a clean energy jobs program to bring in new business.
I'm Steve Pugnay, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because I won't stop until signs point in the right direction.
17 to Central Jail.
If you've been arrested for DUI and are facing DMV and court hearings, it could mean losing your license, your job, and even your freedom. But Wallen and Claridge can help. Just call 877-4-NO-JAIL. With attorneys who know your local courts, Wallen and Claridge can make the difference between jail and freedom. Call Wallen and Claridge at 877-4-NO-JAIL.
Visit us at wklawdui.com.
The call is free. Will you be?
NBC News Radio. This is your superstation, KCAA in Loma Linda, with local news. Now, here's what's happening. A tragic late-night accident in the Mojave River near Apple Valley has claimed the life of a toddler and the arrest of his father. Hunter Kilmer had been off-roading with his 16-month-old son and a friend when Kilmer decided to cross the river in his small Suzuki automobile. Highway Patrol Officer Joaquin Zubieta says Kilmer misjudged the river's depth, causing the vehicle to overturn and become submerged.
We do know that the water was at least 9 feet deep, and that's based on the estimation in some of the officers at the scene that saw the water.
Kilmer and his friend, Justin Rivera, escaped from the vehicle, but the little boy, 16-month-old Ford Kilmer, drowned. The father was arrested on suspicion of DUI and manslaughter. Meantime, a Hesperia boy has been killed by a falling tree at his home. Coroner says a 15-year-old Moises Casas was taking out the trash last evening when he was struck by a large palm tree. Structural engineers want an up-close-and-personal look at the concrete and rebar that failed, causing a gaping hole in the surface of the Route 60 freeway in Riverside last week. Lanes were closed and a day-long sig alert was issued yesterday so concrete samples could be obtained. Caltrans Jason Goldman says they'll now be sent to a lab.
So they can be analyzed so we can determine what's going on in the concrete, which will help us better understand what happened last Tuesday.
Goldman explains a closure pour linking two bridges above Chicago Avenue failed. It's been temporarily repaired. The concrete analysis will now determine if more remedial work is necessary.
Anticipation is growing for the Big Bear Lake International Film Festival, one weekend only, opening September 17th. Mountain travelers should know that as Caltrans makes progress on construction of the new Big Bear Bridge, drivers should please slow for the cone zone. For more information, visit caltrans8.info or call toll-free 866-383-4631. For details on the filmmaker-friendly festival starting September 17th, log on to BigBearLakeFilmFestival.com.
We've had it all this morning. Clouds, drizzle, slippery streets, a lot of accidents up in the Cajon Pass. Maybe some afternoon sunshine today with temperatures around 70. For more local news, click on InlandNewsToday.com. This is your superstation, KCAA 1050 AM and KCAA.com. Southern California's NBC News Station. I'm Jim Ness.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, more of the greatest talk on earth.
And the diversity just keeps on coming.
Your superstation, AM 1050, News Talk KCAA.
Hitbound.
It's time for the KCAA Morning Show, featuring Paul Lane.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Aaron Brinker.
I'm a professional psychobabblist.
And John Watanabe.
I guess I have more street cred than I thought. Wow.
And now live from the Inland Empire, it's the KCAA Morning Show.
Correct, boy wonder.
Hello and good morning. And welcome to the KCAA Morning Show. I'm Paul Lane with Aaron Brinker and our sensei in the booth, John Watanabe, here on this hump day, this Wednesday. Today, in the early portion of our show, we're going to satisfy our inner geek. We're going to be joined by shortly Sean Dubravac, who is the chief economist for the Consumer Electronics Association. And why that sounds so familiar is because each year we broadcast live the morning show from the Consumer Electronics Show. We talk about some of the great things that are coming out, some of the trends that are hitting the market here in the Inland Empire. So we keep you all posted. So coming up shortly, we're going to be joined by Sean, who's going to tell us some of the big winners this holiday season, so you don't want to miss that. But before we get started, we got to say hello to everyone else. Good morning, Mrs. Brinker. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a beautiful, crisp morning this morning. I walked out and there was rain on my car. It was very cool. Yeah,
no,
I like the cloudy. I like the cloudy, and I like the rain, and I like it when it's cool. It was 63 degrees this morning, and it was just perfect.
So why aren't you living in Seattle?
Because we live here.
Oh, I get it. Okay, thank you. All right, thank you for clarifying that. Yeah,
and that voice in the background is our sensei in the booth, John Watanabe. What's going on, sir?
Yes, top of the morning to you, Ms. Brinker, the cold and wintry-like Ms. Brinker. Always a pleasure. And to you, P-Dog, Paul Lane, our geek of the ghetto. Always a pleasure being with you.
Holler at me.
Yes, well, right now it's time to holler some trivia to you, as usual, and explain why this trivia relates to our very own KCAA radio family. So, here goes. Back on this day, September 8th in the year 1961, professional sports bettor Frank Lefty Rosenthal, a friend of Chicago mobsters, appeared before a Senate hearing on gambling and organized crime. He invoked the Fifth Amendment 37 times and was never charged. Well, I thought I'd mention this bit of trivia for a couple of reasons, a couple of ways why it relates to our KCAA radio family. It made me think of the sports parade with Fred Wallen and Brett Malik, because they talk right. about a wide variety of sports-related topics, including sports betting and perfectly legal local sports and national sports as well. And also, I thought I'd mention this Frank Lefty Rosenthal character who pleaded the Fifth 37 times, because on the Monday Health and Fitness edition of the KCAA Morning Show, Paul Lane, you better not plead the Fifth even once when it comes to revealing your weight loss journal and how much weight you're losing week after week.
I will neither confirm or deny if I will, but I'll do my best, and we'll go from there. We'll talk about this later, but let's tell our listeners right now. The Consumer Electronics Association is an organization that unites 2,000 companies within the consumer technology industry. Now, members, they tap into valuable and innovative members-only resource, unparalleled market research, network opportunities with business advocates, leaders, up-to-date educational programs, training and technical training, exposures and extensive promotional programs, and representation from the voice of the industry. CEA is a promoting and advancing members' needs and interests, and invest in the Consumer Electronics Association to strengthen your business future. They also put on the greatest show in Las Vegas, the CES show, that's going to take place January 6th through the 9th. 2011, and joining us right now to talk about some of the big winners and products that we're going to see this holiday season is Chief Economist of the CEA, Sean Dubrovac. Sean, thank you so much for joining us on the program. It's our pleasure having you and taking time out of your busy schedule. How are you doing this morning?
Good to you.
Good. We're doing having fun here out here in California, and we're looking forward to hearing some of this great news. I know Aaron and I are both tech heads. We love technology. We love gadgets. So, Sean, why don't you tell us about some of the products and the big winners we're going to see this holiday season?
Sure. I think right now what you're seeing is this holiday is really shaped to be a great technology holiday. We saw tablets launched this year with Apple's iPad. You're seeing others enter into that space. Tablets are going to be a big draw this holiday season, and you're going to see a variety of new tablets launch at CES in the new year. So that will be one of the biggest categories, and you'll continue to hear a lot about tablets as we get close to the holiday season. Another category to keep your eyes on will be the gaming accessories. We're probably about halfway through the current game cycle, but we're not yet hearing a lot about the next generation of consoles. So what we expect to see this holiday season is several of the new gaming accessories that have recently launched do very well and become very popular among consumers. Microsoft's Xbox 360 has got a new device. PlayStation 3 has got a new accessory. So you're seeing a move towards accessories, really enriching that gaming environment.
That's awesome. And I know last year during the Consumer Electronics Show, it was all about the apps for the cell phones and everything. And we're seeing this holiday season, it's looking like the gaming consoles are going to take center stage. And I was looking at the Kinect that Xbox 360 has for it, and I heard some mixed reviews on it and everything. But, however, I do think by the time it comes for holiday shopping that the kids are going to convince their parents to pick up that Kinect and all these other things for the gaming systems. And do we see, like, maybe in the next year or the year after, we may see some new gaming systems coming out for the major gamers? What do you think, Sean?
I don't think we'll see new game consoles come for at least a few more years. Probably 2013, 2014 is when we'll start to see new game consoles launch. The traditional game cycle tends to last about 6 or 7 years, and that in the last cycle really expanded a little bit. The devices that are out there, Sony's PlayStation 3 and Microsoft's Xbox 360 both still have a lot of untapped horsepower. There's a lot of things those consoles can do. So I don't expect to see any console launches in the near future, but certainly I expect to see more things like Kinect or the PlayStation Move, which will enrich that environment and really take advantage of the horsepower. We know this fall, for example, Sony will launch the third of three firmware updates for the PlayStation 3, which will allow it to play 3D Blu-ray discs. That will really bring 3D gaming into the household and make it a primary event for the family.
Now, you haven't said anything about the Wii. Are they on board with some changes and some upgrades as well?
I think you'll continue to see a rich environment of accessories for the Wii. There have been some early rumblings of new game console coming from Nintendo in the next few years. So we might see them first out of the gate with a new game console, but certainly nothing in the near future. I think from Nintendo, you continue to see accessories as well, try to create that rich environment. What you tend to see in a video game cycle that lasts 5 or 6 years, the first few years, households acquire the hardware, and then the following 2 or 3 years, those final few years in that cycle, they tend to focus on software and other adjacent products and devices. So things like Kinect, PlayStation Move are really well aligned with where we are in the current cycle.
Now, I have a question about smartphones. I have a BlackBerry, and I love my BlackBerry for work. My whole business is on this thing. This and my laptop is because I have a virtual company. But we really don't have all the apps available for BlackBerry that you do for the Droid and you do for the iPhone. Is BlackBerry on its way out?
BlackBerry still has a very large user base, very, very popular with their users. They do have an app ecosystem that they continue to push and to promote, so I wouldn't be surprised to see more come from that. They don't have quite the app environment that Apple or Android platforms have, but it is growing, and they have a very specific user. Typically tends to be a more business-focused user, and so you see apps catered towards that audience.
Right. Well, and that's how I use it. I just, some of the apps that my kids have on their phones, like, whoa, that looks fun. Some of it's completely useless, but it's really fun.
Now, Sean,
Aaron is suffering from application envy.
Yeah, I do. I have application envy.
Sean, I have a question. I'm just guessing that you have played video games yourself going back to your youth. Is that correct?
Sure, yep, that's correct.
And used to do it at the video game arcades, I presume, right?
That's right.
Now, with more and more emphasis on home entertainment, staying at home entertainment, and doing stuff on the internet at home, it's affected other industries like, you know, videotape or, you know, home video, you know, movies you get on home video, and things like that. Do you think video game arcades will eventually become extinct? What is your take on that?
Certainly, there are fewer of them today than there were in the past, and now more and more devices have become video game consoles, if you will. If you look at the tablets coming to market now, Apple's iPad is, in addition to being all of these different things, certainly a video game device. You're seeing more and more devices. You know, as Aaron just mentioned, the phone has become a video game device. You're seeing more and more of these devices provide the consumers the ability to play video games, and that certainly moves some of these other, you know, archaic experiences out the door.
Mm-hmm. Although I have to say, I've got a teenage son, and as he was, I mean, less so now because he's a senior in high school, but when he was younger, if we went to an amusement park, the first place he went was the arcade.
Go to the arcade,
and you're like,
yes.
Dude, you're at Disneyland. What are you doing? You're at Knott's Berry Farm. What are you doing? I want to play a game. Okay.
Yeah.
Plus, I just think, you know, I think there are advantages to doing things at home, but also, there are advantages to doing things out in the, you know, out in public, like at a video game arcade. You know, it's a way to meet people.
Like, yeah,
you know,
like
to be
think about
people.
Going to Dave and Buster's. I mean, you get in the machine and you're, you know, doing stuff that you can't really do at home because they don't have the, you know, you can't sit on a bike at home, but you can, you can't, you know, simulate the skis as well as at home or whatever.
However, you never know with the gaming platforms coming out with these accessories. You never know what's in store. We're speaking to Sean Dubravac. He's the chief economist for the Consumer Electronics Association. And Sean is actually kicking off our monthly report that we'll have here on the morning show with the Consumer Electronics Association as we get close to the CES show. Now, Sean, as we begin to round this interview up, we heard some of the big winners, but we didn't hear anything about 3D TV. What's up with that? How come that hasn't taken off like they really wanted it to? I'm sure it's because of the economy and the price of it, though. But what's your take on it?
Yeah, you know, any new technology tends to follow an S-shaped adoption curve. So it's very slow in the early years before ramping up very quickly in years 3, 4, or 5. And so with any new technology, we always tend to feel like it's not growing as fast as it should or it's not taking off as fast as it should. And in reality, they all follow these S-shaped adoption curves. And so in that context, 3D TV really is about where it should be. It's doing decently well for a first year. This is really the introductory year, the first year of 3D TV in the home. We've had 3D in some form for 100-plus years, but it's never really been a successful home entertainment technology until 2010. We sold, you know, about 500,000 3D TVs in the U.S. year-to-date. And what we know about new technologies is that Q4, that holiday season, can end up being about half of the annual volume. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if, as we move through the end of September, we then double what we've seen for the year in that final fourth quarter.
Well, and you really, I mean, right now it's just early adopters and people who can afford it. And as the price comes down and it becomes more prevalent and more people have used it and the bugs have been worked out, et cetera, then people will start getting into it.
Definitely. Yeah, 3D TV really is synonymous with high-end TVs. These tend to be the high-end models for every manufacturer. They most, if not all of them, have internet connectivity. You can connect to the web and access additional content. They've got multiple HDMI ports. They're very fast refresh rates, high resolution. So they really are the creme de la creme of the television universe right now. And for those, you know, there's some consumers that want 3D, they'll go out and buy a 3D TV. Others just want a high-end television, and so they're going to be naturally interested in that category as well.
Definitely. We're speaking to Sean Dubravac, Chief Economist for the Consumer Electronics Association. And, Sean, I remember last year when at the CES show, I couldn't even get into the 3D display of all the manufacturers who had it. I mean, it was a big hit last year at CES, and we can't wait this year for the Consumer Electronics Show as well, too. And we thank you for kicking off our morning segment, our monthly segment we're going to have here on the morning show.
I'm totally
with the
excited
Consumer
about
Electronics
this.
Association. And, Sean, let's get some information out there. And I want to tell our listeners, too, I love your website, Sean, where you talk about your opinions. I love it. So let's why don't we give some information out there so ones can find out more about the Consumer Electronics Association, especially our local businesses here in the Inland Empire.
Yeah, great. Our website is really easy to find. It's ce.org. So it's just like Consumer Electronics, ce.org. And you can go there and you can also go straight to CES at csweb.org. And you can learn everything about CES. You can register for CES and start booking your room for Vegas this January.
Right on.
Absolutely. So we're looking forward to that. And, Sean, thank you for joining us today. And we look forward to talking to you again. You have a great day. And thanks again for taking time out of your busy schedule, okay?
Good. We'll hear from you soon. Bye.
All right. Sounds good.
Yes.
That was Sean Dubravac.
See you later. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, see you later. Yes.
Except that's continuing education units.
Yes, oops. Yes, absolutely. Well, speaking of technology and everything, the Jetsons, that comes to mind. And, John, get me off this crazy thing. And coming up next, we have the sports report. Since I messed up Brett's name yesterday, I'm going to say with Brett Malick instead of Nicola Caprio, because yesterday I messed it all up. So.
Yeah, well, and after that, we have Time for Change Foundation, and so it'll be, we have a great interview coming up at 9:30.
Absolutely. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Yeah, and you know, with George Jetson's high-tech spaceship, I wish there were a way I could get into that spaceship and sail over Cajon Pass, because it is foggy and drizzly through Cajon Pass. So please be careful. Slow down if you have to drive up the hill or down the hill on the I-15 this morning. Currently 62 degrees in San Bernardino.
When Meg Whitman arrived at eBay, they had 30 people and an idea. Meg's job was to turn that idea into reality. It took planning, leadership, and guts. The eBay Meg created had an ability to weather storms and seize opportunities. When the servers crashed, effectively putting eBay out of business, Meg gathered her team, along with the best technology experts from around Silicon Valley, and they stayed there until it was fixed, literally sleeping at the office. And when it was fixed, she went against the advice of some and refunded money to everyone affected by the outage. Named one of America's best CEOs by Harvard Business Review, she grew eBay from 30 people to 15,000 strong and made small business dreams come true. Isn't that what California needs right now? Meg Whitman has a plan to create jobs, hold government accountable, and deliver results. Meg Whitman, a plan to build a new California.
Paid for by Meg Whitman for Governor, 2010.
Are you facing a divorce or child custody battle? Need an experienced divorce or child custody attorney? Call the law offices of Wallen & Klarich at 888-749-7428. If you are facing a divorce, child custody, child support, or spousal support issue, Wallen & Klarich has over 30 years of experience and is ready to fight for you. When you need help, make one call. Make it to Wallen & Klarich, 888-749-7428. That's 888-749-7428. Visit us at wkfamilylaw.com. We'll make your fight our fight.
KCAA, your local connection for news, traffic weather, and sports. AM 1050, KCAA.
925 here at AM 1050, KCAA. If you can remember yesterday, I had a senior and a sophomore moment calling Brett Nick and Nick Brett. Well, today I'm going to get it right. Now with our KCAA sports summary, here's Brett Malick. No, I'm just joking. What's up, Nick? How you doing today,
Nick? Everything's okay, Jim. I mean, Paul.
There you go. Well, you know we all look alike, so, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what. Paul, you expected last year, I'll call it this year, you expected the Texas Rangers to be the team to watch in the American League West. You have been right on the money. However, the Rangers have pulled what the Padres have pulled. They've lost five straight games now. Unfortunately, the Angels and the A's, though, have not been able to take advantage of the opportunity. Oakland, seven back in the American League West. The Angels, still 9.5 back because they got crushed by Cleveland last night by a score of 6-1. Halos back in action this afternoon. 4:05 game. They'll host the Cleveland Indians at Anaheim Stadium. Once again, the Angels, 9.5 back of first place Texas. Rangers have dropped five games in a row. And, you know, unfortunately for the Angels, they have not been able to take advantage of the opportunity. Texas is in Toronto again today, and if it happens like the Padres, well, there could be some opportunities. Of course, the Padres had dropped 10 in a row until they played the Dodgers. Dodgers, yes, again lost yesterday to the San Diego Padres, this time by a score of 2-1. Paul, isn't that something? The Dodgers are the team that the Padres break their 10-game losing streak against.
Leave it to the Dodgers. And I knew it was going to happen, Nick. I said, watch. The Padres are going to lose every game. As soon as they play the Dodgers, it's going to be they're going to win. And look what happened. And Nick, this team has frustrated me to no end. I just don't understand what the problem is. They have one of the best managers in baseball, Joe Torre, one of the most talented teams in baseball, good pitching staff. Why can't they get it together, Nick? Is this divorce really, you know, getting into their head that much?
Well, yeah, I think the reason it's gotten into their heads is because anytime you have the leaders of the organization squabbling and fighting and all the talk about what's going to happen with the future of the team, that's what really, really sets on their heads. And, of course, Manny Ramirez, the injuries, and then Manny's gone. So a lot of head plays with this team. Remember last year, Chad Billingsley, with all the challenges he had, he's back on the hill today. He's going to take on the Padres, 7:05 game down south in San Diego. But here's the thing. Dodgers are now 69-70. That loss last night
means the Dodgers are a game under 500. And you're exactly right. It's a very talented team. It's a great manager, Hall of Fame manager. So, yeah, it really has to come down to that, Paul. It has to do the consequences of the divorce. All the uncertainty, all the things that go with it have definitely destroyed this team for this year, and it's a very, very unfortunate thing as the Dodgers once again drop to 69-70 on the season. Tough, tough loss to the San Diego Padres. And you're right, Paul. The Padres were the team that had lost 10 in a row, and now suddenly they've won 2 in a row over the Dodgers. That kind of makes you feel it, huh?
I tell you, Nick, I am just so blue. But, you know, but it's just really sad. And Erin just threw a virtual shoe at me. She said that was a dumb joke. But, Erin, at least I tried.
Yeah, that really was a groaner. I was groaning here over here.
Wah, 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 wah.
Actually, I kind of liked it. I mean, it was a nice play on
thanks,
words
Nick.
With the blue.
Well,
it was kind of a quick thought. I kind of liked it.
Paul, is that
that CE, whatever it was you guys were talking about, remember?
Yeah, the CEA, yeah. Well, what's up, John? Why not?
Yeah, is that why? Wipe that skid mark off your face, Paul. You know, Erin is good with those shoe shots, so please wipe that skid
mark off. I know, tell me about it.
I've got a good arm. Maybe I should pitch for the Dodgers.
Hey, Nick, did you know I was in a wheelchair?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'll just check.
Okay, you
know, 10 years from now, we're going to be on the air, and you're going to be like, did you know I'm in a wheelchair? Did you know I'm black?
Yeah. You know I'm black in a wheelchair? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you know, Paul, we've met several times.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we sure did. Yeah, I forgot about that. We sure did, Nick.
Oh, you're mixing me up with Brett.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Because Brett has no idea what Paul looks like.
Yeah, Brett doesn't know if I'm in a wheelchair, if I'm black, or whatever, you know. But you know, as, in the words of Brett Malik, what do you say, James?
I don't know.
Oh, that was bad.
Yeah. Well,
I'll take you out of that by giving you some good news here about football. It's going to start the regular
Woo-hoo!
Season, finally.
Yes.
We are 2 days away from the beginning of the first game of the year. Minnesota Vikings, of course, a team that was one game away from the Super Bowl, taking on a team that made it to the Super Bowl and won it, the New Orleans Saints. It is the opener, and that, of course, happens on Thursday night, 5:30 game in New Orleans. Paul, it feels good again. Football's back in the air.
Yes, it does, Nick, and I just can't wait because I have the NFL Sunday ticket, and I have it on my smartphone, too. So holla at me if you guys want to see me.
Hey, you got that right. Sunday, there's a whole host of games, including the Lions and the Bears, the Rams hosting the Arizona Cardinals. New England opens up hosting Cincinnati. Dallas is in Washington. And then Monday night, a doubleheader. The Jets hosting Baltimore and the San Diego Chargers. They start the season against the Kansas City Chiefs for Monday night football action. So it ought to be a lot of fun as football season officially kicks off in a little over 48 hours. We're all excited about that. Because, let's face it, it's been a tough year. The Cal League this year, the Inland Empire 66ers, unfortunately, had a long year. The Dodgers, and you know what, Paul? There may be something more to this whole thing with the divorce. I mean, it may have actually gone all the way down because the Dodger minor league teams had a tough year.
Yeah.
It could have affected them locally in the Inland Empire.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense because when the head of the organizations are fighting, they can't oversee it correctly. You know, you have to know what's going on, and I think because of all this mess, I think that's the problems that we're facing. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, hopefully in the offseason we'll get it all right, and the Dodgers will have some stability for next season. And, of course, football, as we mentioned, just 24 hours away. I should correct myself. Today's Wednesday. And it really feels like a Tuesday because of that Labor Day holiday, but it's just 24 hours away. Tomorrow night, NFL season,
Woo-hoo!
Vikings and New Orleans. And that's a look at the busy sports picture. I'm Nick LeCaprio with your KCAA Sports Summary on the KCAA Morning Show.
Thank you so much, Nick. And when we get back, we're going to be joined by a great organization here in the Inland Empire, Time for a Change Foundation. So you don't want to miss that interview coming right up. And speaking of Time for a Change, what we're going to do in honor of our special guest, we're going to have the great song by Quincy Jones, Everything Must Change, for our song of the day. So
you don't
want to miss that coming up. So Erin Brinker, John Watanabe, did you guys know I was in a wheelchair?
Yeah, I'm starting to learn that. Yeah.
Okay, I'll just check.
And did I hear a rumor that you're black?
Yes, I am. And John, I'm getting ready to roll out of here, so let's roll on to our break with some Shelly Palmer and some Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs sounds like he has a bunch of cotton in his mouth, but he has some good information. We'll be back.
And by the way,
we're,
you know, we're just chock full of puns today with the CE joke and with the Lions, Tigers, and Bears thing.
Oh, my.
We need, we need a rim
and
shot.
And blue.
Yeah, blue. Yeah, exactly. So, hey. Hey, James, why don't we have a rim shot sound effect?
I don't know.
There you go. That was my tribute to Brett Maurer.
John said, like he's James Brown. Good job.
Yeah.
John, get me off this crazy thing, man.
Sure thing. By the way, speaking of crazy, there is crazy fog through Cajon Pass. So if you have to drive up the hill or down the hill on the I-15, we got to report that on the I-15. From the top of Cajon Pass at Oak Hill Road all the way to south of Cajon Pass near the 215-15 interchange. It is foggy like crazy with traffic moving very slowly, so please use caution if you have to drive through Cajon Pass this morning on the I-15. Currently 62 degrees in San Bernardino. You're listening to AM 1050 and KCAAradio.com. Has your internet service slowed you down? Do any of these experiences sound familiar? No high-speed internet available? Slow or unreliable connections? Waiting for hours for a simple answer? Unexpected charges to your bill? If your answer is yes, then CyberTime Network Communications has the answer. With CyberTime, you'll receive high-speed internet and data connectivity at the speeds you need. Reliable, experienced, proven, and secure professional service. 24/7 customer care and technical support. No hidden fees or charges. You'll know all the costs in advance. CyberTime is a local, professional, no-nonsense internet service provider with high bandwidth facilities located throughout the Inland Empire. Call today at 909-795-9980. That's 909-795-9980. Call 909-795-9980 for CyberTime.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Investors hoping for a rebound today, and we'll have new economic reports for Wall Street investors to digest. Those stories next.
Somewhere in America, the blades of a turbine turn slowly above the windswept plain. This solitary turbine could power over 500 homes, but only if the power can reach them. Fortunately, Siemens Smart Grid Solutions help get energy from many different sources to where it's needed, reliably and efficiently. Smart answers help the environment, and the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Hey, Mom, got my back-to-school list. It looks expensive.
I'm going to Staples, so bring it on.
Flash drive.
Chump change.
Graphing calculator.
Holla holla, I'm saving dollars.
Spiral notebooks.
Ain't breaking my Benjamins.
And a laptop.
Cash stash intact.
Ooh, ooh. Can Dad just take me?
Saving on your back-to-school list is easy at Staples. Now get 50% off all backpacks. Back to school, back to savings. Staples, that was easy. In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 9/18/10.
Stocks yesterday ended what had been a four-session winding streak, renewed concerns about European banks. Several key economic reports out today, including the Fed's beige book. The Fed also reporting on its monthly measure of consumer debt. The Obama administration unveiling a plan to help underwater homeowners. The FHA will permit lenders to give those borrowers refinance loans backed by the government if they forgive at least 10% of the original mortgage amount. Vodafone selling a stake in China Mobile. $6.6 billion is the price. And we're keeping an eye on crude oil today. The markets will be reacting to the weekly crude oil inventory report from the Energy Department. Oil trading now at $74 a barrel. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, what do you do if you're being held captive in Afghanistan? Well, you use a prison guard's cell phone to tweet your location, of course, and that's just what Japanese journalist Kosuke Tsunekoa did, and he was released the next day. In other news, watching online video on your home TV set is going to get a lot easier this holiday season. Last week, Apple introduced its new Apple TV box, and this fall, Google will launch a free service to bring internet browsing to the TV. TV screen. Google is working with a variety of content providers and consumer electronics manufacturers like Sony on the launch. And finally, with people buying so many Android devices, Google's mobile operating system will soon be on over half of the smartphones, according to a new report from Piper Jaffray. Apple's iOS will represent 20 to 30% of the market. What about competitors like RIM and Nokia? Some analysts believe they'll be pressured to adopt Android's OS as well. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it. I'm Shelly Palmer.
The other station claims to be local. Since when is Glendale local? KCAA, News Talk 1050, your true local station.
We have so much fun here on the KCAA Morning Show. I wish you can listen to the banter that we have during commercial breaks. I mean, I was singing Memories by Barbara Streisand and had John cracking up, and I think Aaron heard me too. But
yeah, I thought we had a dog locked in the other room.
Yeah. Roof, yes. I'm falling with Aaron Brinker and John Watanabe. It's your KCAA Morning Show, bringing you some of the local issues and some of the local flavor here in the Inland Empire. And before we turn it over to Aaron for our interview with the Type of Change Foundation, we have some breaking news about a Southland Freeway here in the Inland Empire. And John Watanabe has more on that.
Yeah, we'd like to thank our good listener, Danny, for reporting this to us. He says he's driving on the 215 North, and he said they just shut down the on-ramp to the 10 East. Again, this is off of the 215 North. The on-ramp to the 10 East has been shut down. And again, I just thought I'd repeat this because I had to drive through this earlier this morning on my way to work. Cajon Pass, it's like driving through London, England. It's foggy out there, mate. You know, yeah, exactly. Top of the Cajon Pass, Oak Hill Road, all the way to the 215-15 interchange south of Cajon Pass, going up the hill, down the hill. It is foggy with drizzle through Cajon Pass. So please slow down. Use extra caution if you have to drive through Cajon Pass on the I-15.
And now, back to you, Paul.
And thank you so much, John Watanabe. Now we have a local flavor here talking about a great organization in the Inland Empire, and Aaron Brinker has more of that. Aaron, take it away.
Thank you, Paul. I'm actually sitting here today with two people from Time for Change Foundation, and we've had Time for Change Foundation on the program before, and they operate two shelters for women and children, and saying shelters really doesn't do it justice. So I'm sitting with Shonda Hutton, who is their Director of Communications and Government Affairs, and LaRisha Lee, who is a soon-to-be graduate from Time for Change Foundation. How are you both doing today?
We're doing good, Aaron. Thank you for having us on the show.
So first of all, Shonda, tell me a little about Time for Change and what you all do.
Well, Time for Change Foundation started in 2002. We're a nonprofit organization who helps homeless women and children. Our goal is to help women who have a desire to make a change for their life to transition to self-sufficiency. And so we help women not only in the Inland Empire but around Southern California to achieve their highest goals, which is to thrive as a family with their children.
Well, and you model the family in your homes, don't you?
Yes, we definitely do. We have the family image down pack. We help our clients learn how to prioritize their schedules, put their children first. We have mommy and me time. They eat together. They play together. The women share sisterly bonds, so they share house chores together. And our program is intense, but it's productive, and it's all with the end goal in mind, which is to get them on the road of independence.
Well, that's fantastic. And speaking of independence, LaRisha, you're going to be moving out this week, aren't you?
Yes.
That's fantastic. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your story?
Well, I was a drug addict. I have three children. I don't have two of them, but I have my son with me. And, I completed two rehabs, and now I'm at Time for Change, and everything's been going great for me. I'm learning how to be a great mom today.
One of the good things about LaRisha is she came to the Time for Change Foundation on her own. And that's one of the biggest pieces of the work that we do is for women who desire to change the course of their lives. And LaRisha definitely desired to change the course of her life. And she exhibited excellence throughout her program. And like she said, she's learning how to be a good mom. And we're really excited about her moving out.
Moving out?
Yes. Yes. She's going to have her own place.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, and I got to tell you, I'm sitting next to you. Looking at you, I never know that you had that in your background at all.
Yeah.
You look very healthy. You look, you know, like there's that. I wouldn't know that. You look like my next door neighbor.
Yeah.
So, and LaRisha, I would like to say something too. You know, hearing about what you've been through, I just have to chime in on this. You know, it is so heartwarming. It warms my heart. You know, to see someone who's had some challenges in their life, not just accept those challenges, but to look at a way that you can meet those challenges and to be where you're at today from where you came from. I tell you, you know, my hat's off to you. You know, listeners are probably listening and like, wow, you know, and you're probably inspiring so many people right now who may be dealing with some similar situations. And I tell you, you are a hero. And I want to thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on our show today to talk about this. Well, with that said, I'm going to go away and...
Paul. I'll miss you.
I just had to say that.
Yeah, and briefly, I just want to chime in to say that it's not always what happens to you that matters most. It's how you deal with what's happened.
Definitely.
Exactly.
And you know, thank God you got the right help. You know, you surrounded yourself with the right people, so thank God, and, you know, thanks for being an inspiration.
Thank you.
And she's definitely a champion, and that's what I love about LaRisha the most, because she is a leader in a lot of ways, and her process going through Time for Change Foundation has helped her grow. And she's reunifying with her 7-year-old daughter when she relocates to Stockton.
Oh my gosh.
That is big. Tell us a little bit about that reunification.
Oh my God. It's a great feeling to be her mother and to be in her life clean and sober, and to be able to function and to be able to be her mom that she needs and that she, you know, deserves. And, you know, it's just awesome. It just boosts up my confidence as a mother. And, you know, basically it.
So that
you know,
means
I'm happy.
You did the hard work.
She
did the hard work. Yeah. And you know, the thing about it that I really like about Time for Change is that you really are. It's like a sorority. You get to know these women, and they become your friends, and you can rely on each other, and you have this structure, this sisterhood. It's really like a family.
Mm-hmm. And LaRisha, she, one of the things, Erin, about Time for Change Foundation is that our mothers that come through our program, we take them through parenting classes. And so the parenting classes really help the women set a base, because sometimes when you lost your life to addiction or the trials and tribulations that you experience, you need to kind of get grounded again. And that's a part of the family model that helps us help our women to thrive. And so she learned how to, you know, set aside playtime with her children, how to listen to them, how to care for them, how to make sure that they're eating proper nutritious meals. And though she had been separated from her two oldest children, LaRisha was able to give us a gift at Time for Change, Rayshawn, her youngest son. And he has, you know, come into Time for Change Foundation, and he's just a beautiful, happy little boy. He's learned how to walk here. And so we are proud of LaRisha and just excited for her new her future, her new endeavors that she's about to embark upon. And we just can't say anything but congratulations, and
thank you.
Love you.
Love you
and
guys.
You are a family.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. And
that's awesome. And Erin, I just want to chime in again, because it's amazing.
I said I was gonna
go away, because you know I felt a Lifetime movie come around here, so I was gonna go away like a man. But
watch ESPN. Yeah.
Watch ESPN. Yes. But what I wanted to say, LaRisha, what's your last name?
Lee.
LaRisha, what we want to do on the AM 1050 morning show, we used to have a weekly segment entitled "The Hero of the Week." But we're going to change that and make it the hero of the month.
Oh my God.
What we want to do with your permission, is like, we would like to name our Hero of the Day Award after you. Can we do that?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Our Hero of the Month. Our Hero of the
Yay!
Month.
Yay!
We'll be named after you.
Thank you.
This is what we're going to do on behalf of the morning show. We're going to give you 4 tickets to the San Diego Zoo so that you can take your children when you reunite with them on a nice little family outing that you can have fun. Compliments of Aaron Brinker, Paul Lane, and John Watanabe here on the AM 1050 morning show.
With that said,
Aaron, I promise this time, I will go away.
You don't have to go away. I'm just so excited about the work that Time for Change does, and so, you know, really make an impact on people and teach them and let them know that they really can provide for their families and stay clean and sober and live the life that they desperately want to live. You not only tell them that they need to do it, you teach them how to do it. And the thing about that I really like about Time for Change is that the women are welcome to stay until they're ready. They've found permanent housing, and they're ready to move on. And, and you know, not only do you do parenting classes, but you do each of the children gets neurodevelopmental assessments to find out where they are and what needs they are, and so you meet the needs of the mom and the child and the whole family.
I love that. And we also even go a step and beyond that and teach them financial literacy, the importance of financial literacy, you know, savings. And so our women come to us, they come to us broken, but they leave whole. And that's what's so beautiful about Time for Change Foundation, is that they leave whole. They leave with a little money in the pocket. It is a requirement for our women to save 60% of their income. They don't have to worry about paying any household bills or anything like that. And so they have everything that they have, they can save. I mean, they can save a large portion of it. And so that's what's beautiful about our program. So
that way you have something to go out with.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So let's tell people how they can support you, because you operate based on grants and donations and, you know, fundraising and that sort of thing. So it's really important that people know about this and know how they can help, because you are making a significant impact on the city, on our city and on our region.
Yes, thank you so much. We do. We operate, like she said, on donations and grants, and people can support Time for Change Foundation in many different ways. You can donate clothing. You can donate household items. When our women transition, they're always in need of a bed or a refrigerator, bedding, pots, pans. And you can also make monetary donations through our website at www.timeforchangefoundation.org. And if you scroll down to the footer of the page, you'll see this Donate Now link, and it will take you to PayPal, and it will go directly to the Time for Change Foundation account.
So that's timeforchangefoundation.org.
Yes.
And you have an immediate need for a refrigerator, correct?
We do. We have, and this is just, I mean, this month is just, is going so well for Time for Change Foundation's graduates. We have another family, Arlita and Shakasha, who have transitioned out over the Labor Day weekend.
Wow.
So we're really
awesome.
Proud of them. And they got their own apartment here locally in San Bernardino, and they have pretty much everything through donations, but they're still looking for a refrigerator. So if anybody out there has a refrigerator or know of someone that would like to donate, please feel free to give me a call. My number is 909-886-2994.
One more time?
909-886-2994. And we would be glad to make arrangements to pick up a refrigerator for that donation.
So I have been talking to Shonda Hutton, who is the Director of Communications and Government Affairs for Time for Change Foundation, and Larisha Lee, who now we have christened our Hero of the Month Award, the Larisha Lee Award.
Yes.
So we're just thrilled. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, that great job on all your hard work. You've really overcome a lot, and you got your baby back.
Yep.
So
yep.
that's phenomenal.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Shonda, what we'd like to do too here on behalf of KCA and also the morning show, please keep in constant contact with me or Aaron. Let us know what you need. Let us know about the fundraisers. We will be your media partner and help spread the word to help this wonderful foundation app, because we believe in what you do. And we definitely want to help you. So please let us know what you need, and we'll spread the word, okay?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I will definitely do that.
So before we end the interview, one more time, give out your website and your phone number.
Thank you. Our website is www.timeforchangefoundation.org. And you can also find us in Google search by just typing in Time for Change. And our telephone number is 909-886-2994. Again, that's 909-886-2994.
Awesome. Well, thank you both for being here.
Thank you so much for having us, Aaron. It's been pleasant.
Absolutely.
And
great
team,
interview.
Thank you so much, you guys.
No problem.
You're like the Beatles. That just dawned on me.
Yes. Hey,
or
hey,
the Apostles.
Hey, ladies.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, he's John, and I'm the Apostle Paul. So,
yeah. Yeah,
Apostle
okay.
John and Paul.
And
he's
the
not
prophetess
been,
Aaron.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was not exiled on the island of Patmos. He's actually here in AM 1050 KCA, the Apostle John. So we'll be back here, take a quick break. When we come back, a very special song in honor of the Time for a Change Foundation. So don't go nowhere. We'll be right back here on the AM 1050 Morning Show. And John,
yeesh,
get me off this crazy thing.
Sure thing. And boy, it is crazy foggy through Cajon Pass on the I-15. So please reduce your speed due to weather conditions, a.k.a. drizzle and fog through Cajon Pass on the I-15. Currently, it's 63 degrees in downtown San Bernardino. You're listening to the KCAA Morning Show on AM 1050 and KCAAradio.com.
It's hard not to be angry when you look at the way things are going in Washington. And the signs in our area are all pointing in the wrong direction. Foreclosures everywhere you look. Small businesses struggling to keep their doors open. Unemployment nearly 15% in our district. And college out of reach for too many people. Mary Bono Mack sure isn't helping. She voted for Wall Street bailouts to let corporations ship our jobs overseas. And while unemployment is up to 15% in our district, Mary Bono Mack accepted 9 pay raises. I'd say that's a sign that it's time for change. Steve Pugnay is running for Congress because he knows there's a better way. As mayor of Palm Springs, he cut his own pay by 10%, twice, and started a clean energy jobs program to bring in new business.
I'm Steve Pugnay, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because I won't stop until signs point in the right direction.
Are you ready to see hundreds of classic cars and hot rods cruising down the streets of San Bernardino? Well, if so, get ready. Get ready for the 21st annual Stater Brothers Route 66 Rendezvous. It takes place September 16th through the 19th in downtown San Bernardino. Now, we're talking about tons of cool cars, celebrities, great food, lots of free entertainment, music, and fun things for the kids to do. There's an open header contest, poker run, and much more. Again, that's the 21st annual Stater Brothers Route 66 Rendezvous, September 16th through the 19th in downtown San Bernardino. Make sure you visit the AM 1050 KCAA's booth right there on the right, right there, right next to the historic California Theater, for great fun, prizes, and a whole lot more. That's the 21st annual Stater Brothers Route 66 Rendezvous, September 16th through the 19th in downtown San Bernardino.
Real talk for real people, right here in the Inland Empire. We are 1050 AM, KCAA.
That's what it's all about. A great uplifting interview about a person who turned their life around with the help of a great organization that Aaron has worked with, the Time for Change Foundation. And Aaron, thank you so much for allowing them to come on the KCAA Morning Show and sharing that with us. And wow, I mean, just amazing. I'm Paul Lane with Aaron Brinker and John Watanabe. Just amazing, Aaron. Aaron, I mean, I was almost in tears.
Yeah, you know, I got
to
tell you,
I had to hold it back.
I'm so lucky to be able to work with them, and I actually, you know, for full disclosure, I do fund development for them, meaning I write grants. And the reality is these women, they work hard, and Time for Change provides the environment where they feel safe and secure, and so their emotional needs are taken care of, their physical needs are taken care of. So these women can really learn what it means to do what you and I do quite normally, you know, just, you know, going
Absolutely.
Through our day. And you have, if you didn't grow up with that, or you find yourself in circumstances where you don't know how to do it anymore, Time for Change mm-hmm. gives you the opportunity and the training to be able to do that. So, you know, I'm blessed to be working with them because they really, really do impact these women in a very significant way. And the most significant, I think, is, you know, they get their kids back, and it happens a lot.
Absolutely.
So their kids were taken away for one reason or another, and they get them back, which is, wow. I mean, there's nothing better than keeping the family whole.
And by the way, there's a great way of remembering the name of this great organization. It reminds me of that Peter Brady and the Brady Bunch song, "When It's Time to Change." When it's time to change.
Oh, no. Now I'm thinking of green jumpsuits.
Yes,
oh, no.
Yes. You got to keep on moving.
Through the night. I remember that.
Yes. But I tell you what, tomorrow we'll have another great interview. We're going to be joined by Corey Benjamin. Corey is a former first-round NBA draft pick by the Chicago Bulls. A native of the Inland Empire. He's going to talk about a community event that he has going on too tomorrow,
right on.
So you don't want to miss that. And on behalf of myself, Aaron Brinker, John Watanabe, make sure you tune in tomorrow. Stay tuned for the Ed Schultz Show. And guys, we dedicate this song to the Time for Change Foundation, written by the great Quincy Jones, sung by Bernard Eichen. Everything Must Change.
Stays the same. Everyone will change. No one stays the same. The young become the old. That's the way.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Myers. BP spreads the blame. In an internal investigation of what caused the massive oil spill in the Gulf, BP today acknowledged mistakes by its own employees, but also pointed fingers at other companies working on the rig. NBC's Ann Thompson.
BP blames a bad cement job, misinterpretation of a pressure test, and that the blowout preventer had an improper valve and improperly charged battery.
The drilling firm Transocean, which owned the rig, calls BP's report misleading and self-serving. At this hour, President Obama is headed to Cleveland, where he'll again oppose extending the Bush tax cuts for upper-income Americans. NBC's Mike Vaccara.
The president wants to extend them for everybody except those couples making above $250,000 a year.
Republicans argue that it is unwise to raise taxes on anyone while the economy is struggling. I'm Lisa Myers, NBC News Radio.
Mark, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call SafeLight at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Good news, ladies. Ugly brown spots on your skin might feel like they're the end of the world, but they're not. You can fade those brown spots from view with Dr. Perry's Night Skin Cream. New customers can try Night Skin Free. Diminish the appearance of brown spots on your face, neck, and hands. Try Night Skin Free. Call 1-800-509-4152. Pay only shipping and handling. One per household. Call for your free Night Skin. Call 1-800-509-4152. That's 1-800-